Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Floor on Tuesday, the 29th of December, recording at 8:22 p.m. Now, the voice is a little bit scratchy still, but the cold is much reduced relative to what it was just before Christmas when I lost broadcast. Now, let's have a quick look at the highlights. Here today, stock markets are generally steady. There are a few exceptions today. One exception I notice is that the Toronto Stock Exchange is down slightly today, but Asia, virtually all of Asia, Europe, and the USA, the Americas, showing modest gains, with the exception of the Toronto Composite. In long-dated government bonds, we've got a slightly mixed picture. The U.S. contracts are slightly steadier. They've taken a beating recently. And the Europeans are mixed. Now, the U.S. dollar started weaker and then firmed. As the day went on, shows a modest gain on the U.S. dollar index. That's, of course, though, mainly against the euro, where a small gain was reversed this morning. However, the greenback is weaker against the Australian dollar and also the New Zealand dollar. And precious metals, not a good day. With the gold falling back under the $1,100 level, it's currently down just over nine at 10.98. Silver also is down 43 cents as I speak. That's taken it back to 17.13. Platinum and palladium, which had been outperforming gold and silver in the last few days, but they eased as well in here. Industrial metals, however, they are mostly stronger. An exception is copper, which gave up a little bit of last week's strong gains, but it's still above 330. And nickel back above 19,000, 19,200. Quite firm. And agricultural commodities, now I confess to not having watched them all, but those that I have seen, soybeans and cocoa, it looks like, are steady. Okay, so what's going on here overall? First, with these stock markets, which are of such considerable interest to most investors. Well, we have been getting the year-end Santa Claus, call it what you like, rally. That is evident across most markets. We have seen a number of new highs in the last week, and that would include not least some of the Asian markets, led by Asia-Pacific markets, led by Singapore and India. Most of the Western European stock market indices have also hit new highs for the year, including several more today. And Wall Street, as you know, has been really quite steady across its indices. Brazil had backed away from the 70,000 level, but up again today and not that far from that previous high as well. So stock markets have really been quite steady overall, and we don't have to look too far for reasons as to why this would be the case. There have been a few problems of any great consequence that aren't already known, such as the bank's ongoing problems and some problems of weak GDP growth in the economies that are on steroids in the form of quantitative easing. But the factor that we know has really ruled in here, and that's pretty well since March of this year, And earlier on, in terms of fuller money themes, has been monetary policy, which remains extremely accommodative. And while every central bank is called upon to explain or say something about an eventual exit strategy, they have understandably reassured by saying that yes, they are considering various different exit strategies, and they'll show that they'll be able to do that, but that they have no intention of exiting anytime soon. And that's the overall view, certainly, that we're getting from the Fed in particular. Now, where we will see changes in monetary policy first, and we already have to a certain extent, are in the very strong economies. China tightened its lending requirements for real estate, and some of the central banks have raised interest rates 25 basis points or more, but still from what were historically extremely low levels overall. So we conclude in the next couple of days, we're going to conclude 2009, an extremely good year for global stock markets. In all likelihood, on a high, or very close to it. And that applies to the vast majority of markets. The weaker ones are the ones that we've known about all along, and there's some of the Middle Eastern stock markets that were perhaps burned by the Dubai property problems, some of the North African stock markets, which have been softer generally, and some of the troubled European stock markets, the smaller Eastern European markets, and more recently the Pacific markets. Also, Ireland's given back a fair bit of its gains on sovereign debt concerns. So those are the exceptions which have been underperforming, but overall, most stock markets and all the leading stock markets in terms of size and influence are really quite steady. Even Japan has seen a good rebound in recent weeks. And I think that firm tone is likely to be evident next month and to carry well into the first quarter of 2010, at least. Now, I have no interest in making wild guesses or shooting from the hip in terms of forecasts on how high stock markets are going to go next year, what sort of percentage gains we will actually see. I'm content to play it one day at a time, and I hope that you are as well. What concerns me really are the main trend indications and the factors that can influence those trends the most. And the trends, as I've just been mentioning, remain really quite firm overall. That's a positive. I don't think that we have any bubbles of consequence to worry about right now. The canaries in the coal mine that I've mentioned on repeated occasions, well, let's see, have they flared up a little bit? Startling the canaries, in other words. Well, crude oil has bounced from just below the $70 level, but is still below 80. It's currently trading at 78.77. So it has bounced, but this is not yet a runaway uptrend. It's still a ranging uptrend, and with the emphasis on ranging rather than trending over the last number of months. long-dated government bonds. Well, in the U.S., it said that the market's been soft in the last few weeks, but it's still range-bound overall. So I wouldn't describe that as a problem. And the U.S. dollar is steady, generally, having bounced quite strongly in December, and it's holding on to most of those gains at the moment. So I don't see a dollar crisis. The one that of the canaries that worries me the most, and I've mentioned this all along, is the prospect that crude oil, for one reason or another, does spike higher. But I'm hopeful that we won't see anything like the spike upwards to $147 that we saw last year. That was very damaging, and a repeat of that would hit the global economy hard, would push it back into recession, as a matter of fact. But that's not a threat at this time, and I think there's a good chance that it'll be avoided altogether due to some of the substitution, which is gradually eating into the market for crude oil. And that's, and I'm talking, of course, about natural gas. I'm talking about the biofuels, the renewables, wind and solar. And the one that will make the bigger difference over the longer term is nuclear. As these often subsidized forms of energy increase or become increasingly available, they do make inroads into the demand for crude oil, as I've mentioned before. So basically, we still have what I would regard as a sweet spot overall here for global stock markets. At this stage of the cycle, investors are still content to look at the weak economic activity that we see, particularly in the West, and say, well, that will keep interest rates low. And corporate profits are likely to do a lot better because companies have taken major steps in terms of improving productivity, including laying off staff wherever possible. But it's not just that. They've also tightened up, and they're spending some money now on information technology, which generally improves efficiencies. The global economy is improving. We are getting some restocking. This should be a favorable overall background for the global stock market. Will we encounter turbulence later on in the year? Well, no doubt. I don't recall a year when we haven't. But let's not worry about that today. And what I'm particularly pleased about as we enter the last few trading days of 2009, what I'm particularly pleased about has been the very, very strong performance of Fuller Money Themes. And for new subscribers, and there are always new subscribers coming on board, and welcome to you all, those Fuller Money Themes are led by emerging Asia, not least China and India, so emerging Asia Pacific. They're also led by resources markets, not least Brazil. We also like the developed country resources markets, Australia, Canada. And we also like global technology, information technology in particular. I really would put the emphasis on information technology. In big market regions, such as obviously the USA, continental Europe, and some of the UK listings, we like big multinational companies that benefit from the China-led global GDP growth. And those are themes that veteran subscribers are very familiar with, and that I trust newer subscribers will be equally familiar with and also profit from during the course of 2010. Meanwhile, I wouldn't expect too much in the way of fireworks over the next couple of days, but you never know. And I will be here to comment on it both tomorrow, Wednesday, and also for a short while on Thursday, New Year's Eve. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.